Goku, Spider-Man, and Zorro, Javier Milei's inauguration brings out characters in Buenos Aires. By Christian K. Caruso on December 11, 2023. Thousands of sympathizers of Argentine President Javier Milei flocked the streets of Buenos Aires on Sunday to celebrate Milei's inauguration. Some of them donning costumes, shirts, and flags that made them stand out among the rest. Milei was inaugurated on Sunday, becoming the first libertarian candidate successfully elected president in the West by soundly defeating socialist now former economy minister Sergio Massa. Milei has vowed to apply shock therapy to Argentina as nearly two decades of socialist governments have left the South American nation facing a dire and extremely complex economic situation. The inauguration attracted 25,000 people to Buenos Aires, many of whom celebrated the occasion in outlandish and bizarre costumes. One such sympathizer, an Argentine man, decided to dress up like Goku, the main character from the Japanese anime series Dragon Ball Z. The man, filmed by a reporter from the Argentine newspaper Crónica, chanted, "Long live democracy," and, "Long live liberty, damn it," Milei's campaign slogan. The Dragon Ball series, which has remained extraordinarily popular across Latin America since the 1990s, became an unlikely fixture in Milei campaign posts online and featured extensively in memes and social media posts made by sympathizers throughout 2023. One such meme featured Goku extending his hand, presumably to the person to whom the meme was sent, with the caption, "Welcome to the forces of heaven," a catchphrase used to welcome new Milei supporters. The phrase originates in a citation in 3 Maccabees widely used by Milei and his sympathizers. Milei repeated it in an address to the crowd on Sunday. One man appeared at the inauguration dressed as Zorro, a character Milei has described as an anarcho-capitalist and embraced as a political icon. A pair of Argentines opted to dress up on Sunday as the characters of the anime series Chainsaw Man, a series linked to Milei after the candidate vowed to chainsaw public spending, which Milei illustrated throughout his campaign by wielding an actual chainsaw in public events. When asked by Crónica what his expectations were for Milei's government, the man dressed as the eponymous Chainsaw Man answered, "Dollarization, the closure of the central bank of Argentina, the opening of the economy," hoping that Milei's election is a message for all of Latin America's countries so they begin a libertarian revolution. Another notable participant was an elderly man only identified as the libertarian gaucho. Gaucho is a term used in Argentina and neighboring Uruguay to describe a nomadic horseman. Gauchos and their culture are Argentina's equivalent to an American cowboy. In a video that spread on social media, the libertarian gaucho showed his large knife, which, he said, he brought so that Milei can make the cuts in government spending that Argentina's economy desperately requires. When asked by Crónica what would he say to Milei, the libertarian gaucho answered that gauchos need a law that allows them to openly carry their traditional falcon knife on the waist. Other sympathizers opted to wear the uniform of Argentina's national soccer team, with some waving both the nation's flag, the Gadsden flag, and flags featuring Milei's lion campaign imagery. Argentine newspaper Perfil reported that a person dressed as a dinosaur was spotted dancing to the sound of the drumbeats. The curious attire did not go unnoticed, so some people took a picture with the animal, Perfil wrote. Some individuals reportedly were selling shirts with the slogan "There's no money," a phrase Milei has repeated regularly to summarize the current status of Argentina's economy. Supporters of other conservatives in the region also displayed their alliances during Milei's inauguration. One man was spotted in a Brazilian soccer jersey with the name of former President Jair Bolsonaro, a special guest of Milei's on Sunday, and holding a banner supporting American former President Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Past midnight, libertarian lawmaker Lilia Lemoine was recorded talking to a man dressed in a Spider-Man costume. Both were allegedly discussing Milei's economic policies. After the inauguration and Sunday's relevant events were over, Milei supporters cleaned the streets of Buenos Aires, reportedly inspired by the optimism and appreciation for their country. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.